Hi there.
Hello.
How are
How are
you?
you?
Good, good, good.
I'm so you are from Easter Seals Crossroads.
I am. I am. I see that your name's Deanne. Are you running the meeting tonight?
Actually, I'm just here as a participant. I think Mel was supposed to be running the show, but if he doesn't show up, then I guess I will be.
That's funny. Well, we've got a few minutes left. I just wanted to get on here, and I wasn't sure if was is there anyone that wants me to share PowerPoints, or should I just talk to everyone? Is there anyone with some low vision on here?
We most of us are low vision, or are I'm gonna say majority of them are JAWS users. I'm a low vision person. I use large print and all sorts of assistive devices.
Well, I'll just kind of talk through our services and then I can send you guys accessible PowerPoints after the meeting. I can send that to Rita or someone to share with
Yeah,
you guys.
that would be probably what the best plan would be.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah, even if you're to share the PowerPoint, reading it on the screen is a little bit hard.
I wondered. I wasn't sure if family members or who all participated in this meeting. So I wanted to find out ahead of time. So that's just fine. And so you're a participant in the group and where are you located?
Actually, I'm staying on the east side of Indianapolis at 21st, near 21st and Midhoffer. Living with my father-in-law right now. He's 89 years old and experiencing some cognitive decline.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And so, but I've been doing this for about 3 years. But my husband and I own a home in Muncie, and that so.
My daughter's in school in Muncie. I was just there yesterday.
Going to Ball State. What's she studying?
She's not quite sure yet. She thinks business right now. This is her sophomore year, and she's just trying to kind of figure out things. And so she's going to just try to take some classes that she thinks, would look good on a resume and be marketable to big companies until she figures it all out. So it's kind of hard to figure out what to do in this day and age.
It is. It is. I graduated, or I went to Ball State and got a general studies degree.
I think that's the case. You just get there and you're like, I don't know. She really was interested in nursing program, but she just got very intimidated. She's not a great math student. And she just got intimidated by some of the classes. Just, trying to figure herself out. I said, she's got some time.
It's easy to do that. I mean, my husband, when we were in college, he took a class that had like 99% of the rest of the class was nursing students, and their GPA has to be so high that it does intimidate somebody that's not necessarily following that, protocol.
Absolutely. And you wish there were more hands-on programs for things like that, because I do think she would be good in that field in some capacity. But I don't know that she'd make it through, or she would feel she would going into something already feeling intimidated isn't a good start. So she'll figure out something. She's a good worker and she'll get there. And she's take all her classes, now have been general studies. So it's not like she's taken anything that won't apply to whatever degree she gets. So Muncie's getting really, I mean, the Ball State's getting really nice. She lived in a really, really nice new dorm, and their classrooms seem really nice and updated, and we're really impressed with it.
Yeah, it's a nice place to live. I mean, my husband just retired from there in April.
Oh,
So
from Ball State. Oh, nice. How's he feel about retirement?
Oh, he's enjoying
Oh, good. Who wouldn't?
So after being there 28 years, as an employee and then as a student prior to that, he was a little bit he was ready for a change.
I bet. I bet. You guys like being in Indy? Are you ready to be back? Or
Well, he still lives in Indy or in Muncie, so I'm fine down here, but when I get back there, it'll be like moving back to a new community.
That'll be nice. Well, that's a nice thing. You can be there for your dad. I know that's tough. I've watched my grandmother go through that for years. It was a pretty tough one.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that, you know, when my that's actually my husband's dad that I'm taking care of, but his sister is in South Carolina taking care of his mother. So, I mean, one of us had to be one place and the other had to be the other.
Oh,
So.
divide and conquer, yes.
Yep.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Help.
Who's here?
DM
Rita?
and our speaker. So.
Wonderful.
Hello.
We haven't
How is
started
everyone?
yet, right?
No, not yet.
Gina snuck in on me and Katrina's here.
Yeah, I got here just
Hello.
now.
Hello,
Yeah, my
Katrina.
phone was out of commission most of the day. I do not know what happened to it. I had to work on it all day and it's finally working.
There's a lot of
Oh.
problems with phones. Hey, I
Oh, I
apologize.
couldn't get any speech.
I apologize to everybody. We lost control and went off I-70, and I spent from 4 till about 9 on the side of the road. We were trying to get help. We couldn't get a tow truck. I was trying to get people to come over and grab me and get me out of there. And then, of course, I had to transfer, walking on the shoulder of a highway to get into another car that showed up at about 9 o'clock-ish. Took me 1 hour and 15 minutes to get from there back to Indianapolis. It was just a great experience. But I'd
Yeah,
love to mention and seeing everybody.
well, I'm glad. Hi, I'm glad you weren't hurt. That's the main thing.
Oh, it was a
Nikki,
miracle.
we just had convention this last weekend, and Pat's talking about her trip home from vacation. I mean,
Yeah.
from convention.
I
Oh,
loved
goodness.
every minute of it. But I loved the convention.
Well, that's good. I
It was
liked what I
fun.
heard virtually.
Oh,
So.
good.
Well, it is 7 o'clock. I don't. I'm assuming Mel was going to join us tonight. Has anyone heard any different?
I
He
thought I
can't.
read. She has a
He
board
can't.
meeting, I think. She's got a
He
board,
has
school
something
board
else.
meeting. Yeah,
Okay. Well,
that's it.
so
Did
well,
Rita
we
forget?
do. I haven't seen Rita join us yet. So, but you do pronounce your name Nikki, don't you? Or is it
It's Nicole, but it is with a
Nicole?
K. It's Nikol, but it is Nicole.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
That's my daughter's
Great
middle
spelling.
name.
That's my middle
And
name too. For whatever reason, my mom always went by my middle name. So,
okay, well, Rich is on here now.
yep, Rich has joined
yay,
us
Rich.
now.
That you guys can talk.
And
Dolly.
Dolly
Dolly
is
is on here. Yeah.
Dolly. Hello, Dolly. Awesome.
Hello. Well,
I'm going to mute
Nicole, I'm
my
going to give
audio.
just a couple more minutes before we start. I hope it
Yeah.
doesn't, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure.
Hey, Deanne, congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, goodness. Did you get your smoke all done, Rich? Oh, goodness.
He go outside and smoke.
Oh, yes. Here's Rita.
Good evening, everybody.
Hi, Rich.
Everybody
Hello.
enjoyed the convention?
Excellent convention.
I thought those talking book readers on Sunday morning were fantastic.
Oh, I loved it. I did too.
Yeah.
And
Hey.
also, how many of y'all bought the shirt, the Defying Expectation shirt? Nobody?
Rich did.
Not me. Did okay.
Well, I'm
I
wearing
have
one.
advanced CPR, and they showed me how to use the defibrillator and let me leave, which I really appreciated because I had to be two places at once. That was really cool.
Bet
They
it
did one
was.
of those.
Another good convention for sure. Wish I could have been there in person, but virtual was, it worked out.
Yeah, it worked out. Except for when I was giving Rita her award.
That was too bad.
Oh.
They
Okay.
just
I get.
they didn't flip the switch to unmute all of us that were on virtually.
Yeah. Okay, we have eight people here, or eight phone number, or eight connections here, I should say. I don't know how many other people have two on the line, but our speaker is here, and I see that Rita is on the line, but she is muted. So I will let our speaker introduce herself. She is from Easter Seals Crossroads and is going to talk to us about the programs and services that she offers.
Yeah, hi, thank you. My name's Nicole Prieto. I'm curious, where was your conference this year?
Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, in Columbus, okay. I think you had had it in Bloomington before. So
we partner with the Ohio American Council of the Blind of Blind, and every other year we have it in Indiana.
Okay, that's awesome. Oh, so you go back and forth between Ohio. That's awesome. That's wonderful. So, well, thank you. I've been to a conference or two of yours, and so I am familiar with a few of you on here, but if for those who are not familiar with me, my name's Nicole Prieto. I am the Community Outreach Coordinator for the NData Project at Easter Seals Crossroads. And for all of you who may not be familiar with Easter Seals Crossroads, we are in Indianapolis, Indiana. We are a disability services provider. We have a lot of different disability services. We have employment services, autism services, children's therapies, adult day programs. There are many, many different disability services. We have deaf community services. We have audiology services. So there are a lot of different disability services. And I'm with the assistive technology department. And we've had assistive technology department for years. And then now I am specifically with the grant project, which we obtained the grant in 2007. We are the Assistive Technology Act for the state of Indiana, and every state and territories, for those of that, if there's anyone here from Ohio or you pass information on to Ohio, Ohio has a similar program to ours. So every state and territory has federal funding to provide assistive technology services. And of course, I know that you guys probably really already know what assistive technology is, being in that world of knowing that involves screen readers and you know what have you. So we are able to educate people about assistive technology and get people's hands on assistive technology. Those federal dollars go through Voc Rehab, and then Easter Seals Crossroads is tasked with getting those goals and reaching those goals of the program. Again, we've been doing that since 2007. And we do a lot of different services for getting assistive technology information out there. We take a lot of information and referral calls. So folks will call us with just any questions, and it could be, I need a ramp in my house. So even if it's not assistive technology that we provide, we spend a lot of time with the information referral and trying to connect people to resources. And then we also do a lot of information about assistive technology, such as weekly tech tip videos. We do on Mondays, we do a tech tip. There's about 2 to 5 minutes where we're either interviewing somewhere in our clinical department, or I've gone to some of the large AT conferences like ATIA, and I've interviewed vendors. But we're just showing a two to three, four or five minute video on a different device or service, and just putting that out on our YouTube channel and our blog. Then on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, we're writing assistive technology blogs. We have a social content media specialist who writes those blogs. She actually has a disability herself. She's a beautiful writer. And so those are great articles that we put out. And then we do podcasts. So we have 3 podcasts. And the one that is the most known is the Assistive Technology Update. And that podcast is a weekly. It goes out on Fridays, and it's the number one assistive technology podcast. So we're really proud of that. And that's just a weekly news and interview show. It's focused on assistive technology industry. So it's interviewing people creating the assistive technology or working that field. And again, those air every Friday. And then we do an accessibility minute where we just kind of give a highlight of what's going on in the world of assistive technology that week. And then twice a month, we have an assistive technology frequently asked question. And that's just a call-in and answer show. So it could be people have called in questions or they emailed us questions and we're answering them on our air with our clinical staff. And our clinical team is our assistive technology team. That's our clinical assistive technology professionals. It's our fee-based side. So most of those referrals are going to come from Voc Rehab. That's their funding source because there is a cost for that. The clinical staff is going out and doing evaluations. They're making recommendations. They're working with VR or whatever the funding source is to order that equipment, then to set up that equipment and do the training. So that's all that fee-based side and the clinical. And then again, I'm on the grant side of things. So that's a lot of what we do as far as getting out information on through our blog, is the tech tips and the podcasts and the blog posts. We also offer full-day trainings. We do about 4 per year. We have those live in Indianapolis in person. We are pretty close to the fairgrounds, the state fairgrounds, if you guys are familiar with that, but we're at 52nd and Keystone. And we also stream them live. If people need continuing education units, those are available. And then we feed you really well if you come in person, and it's a nice networking opportunity. But then again, if people can't travel, we do stream those live. We also archive those old videos, so we have years and years worth of training. We get in a lot of great guest speakers. Let's see, the topics are always varied. Since we work statewide and we work with every disability, the topics are always varied. This year it was, we did a 2-day conference on assistive technology and autism. We had an assistive technology 101. And then we had, there is a director of the New Hampshire program that's similar to ours, Dr. Wilcom. And she is an expert in creating low-tech assistive technology with commonly found items. So she walked everyone through developing hundreds of assistive technology, low-tech assistive technology with things you would find at just the hardware store. So that one was kind of a unique and interesting one as well. We're currently working on topics for next year. We're always open to suggestions for things of trainings that people want. So if anyone has any, feel free to email me and make those suggestions. We always put that out on in December about the topics that we're going to do for the next year, and then work on getting, you know, all of our speakers in and that kind of thing. So those are really great information resource as well. Any questions about that?
Yes, I have two.
Yeah.
Okay. I do the literacy project, and I'm and a bunch of other people are trying to promote the use of a narrator, which is almost a screen reader in Windows 11.
Okay.
I think it'd be excellent if you did a podcast on that, because people could download and save the instructions, like the keystrokes. Also, the use of magnifier of narrator, because you can make magnifier read aloud, and it synchronizes perfectly. My other question is, I wish there could be a podcast, the basics of using Windows 11 with JAWS and with Narrator, because some of the Freedom or Vispero stuff goes so fast. And, you know, with a podcast, you can stop and start it, and people could use that as a resource.
And I think those might be some ideas for trainings for sure. Our podcasts are more of an interview style with instead of a training. That sounds like it would be more of a training to me. I do understand your idea of pausing it, and that's an interesting idea if we would ever use podcasts in more of a training format. I'll kind of mention that to the hosts, and that's an interesting idea that we had never thought of. Mostly it's just interviewing someone, finding out what the information is, what they've created, who it's helpful for, and then giving people the information to get back to that person to find out more. So we've never really used it in a training format, but the full day trainings might be something. And you mentioned, so the narrator, Windows narrator with keystrokes. I was trying to write some notes and I didn't quite get everything. So could you go ahead and repeat?
Okay, if you launch a magnifier and you do control alt enter, it reads word for word.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge innovation. Among other things, I'm a big magnifier narrator user because it's free. No, I use JAWS too.
Okay.
But I'm trying to show other people how to use that. The reason why I want something I can start and stop is when I do all of this Sparrow stuff, they throw 25 commands at you. And you know, you might remember 19 of them,
mm-hmm.
but to get to the last six, you've got to listen to it again and again and again. And, you know, Windows 11 is kind of tricky.
Right. Right. Well, I think that's a great, I would think that definitely is a great topic. We've talked a lot about some of our trainings and bringing people in. You get to the issue of, can you get folks to provide, can you get folks from there? Like we had talked about several apps we wanted someone to come in from Seeing AI and do a full training and some things like that. You can't really track people down from that company. So just kind of just thinking, just brainstorming that, wondering who would provide that training, who might be the right fit is something to kind of chew on. But I love that. I love that idea.
This is Deanne. And yes, yeah. It would be more of a training thing than a podcast, you know, interview podcast. I would suggest that it would be, it, you know, there is a lot of training out there of how to use Windows 11 and training out there as to how to use the most recent JAWS. Mm-hmm. But what happens is we don't have training on making the software, the two softwares interact. And that's what she's talking about.
Okay.
And Microsoft would probably have some people specialized in their product that also use the other programs, the Narrator, the JAWS, the NVDA, and yep. that. So I would start with talking to
Microsoft about all right, and I'll just full disclosure, we have reached out to Windows. The only way you can reach out to them is to request a training. And we have never been successful in that request. And we've done that for years and years. It's we even had a contact there that used to work for, I don't know if it was HEMS or somebody went there. So we were hoping that that would be a bridge to that. We've just never had luck with that, trying to break that barrier of how do we come get it. Same thing with Apple. We've said, oh my gosh, there's so much built-in accessibility. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could, because we'll pay people to do that. That's what we have that funding for. We've mm-hmm. never been able to get a contact there to have someone come out and teach all the different accessibility. Now, I mean, of course we can, you know, our clinical staff can come in and do that, but our clinical staff is pulled to do, you know, outward yeah. clients. So yes, I hear you and I agree. I don't know if you guys ever come up with contacts for that. Please think of us and connect us. Because it is,
I head up a multi-state consortium on Narrator and Magnifier, and we were working on it in Columbus, Ohio, in the bar on Friday night, pointing out what we're going to do in 2024 and 25. There are a number of people working on it. What we're probably going to try to do is some Zoom classes, but it would be, you know, but it would be great to have something in some sort of format that people can be on to,
sure,
refer
sure.
back to. That's all.
Well, if you ever want to make, you know, that connection with us, we have those training dollars to provide a good training. If it makes sense and it's a good fit, you know, we hire people to come in. It's not that we don't, you know, we'll pay for travel if they're, you know, if they're the best fit for that. We've just never been able to form. I know personally, I've filled out at least three mm-hmm. requests for presenters from Microsoft. And they've just always come back that they didn't have someone, you know, they didn't have staff or didn't meet their criteria or what have you. So we've kind of hit those walls. So, but I think that would be a really great training. And I think it would be something well attended.
Okay. And this is Dee, and I have my own question.
Yeah.
As the Legislative and Advocacy Committee chairperson and as a person involved with legislative and advocacy, does the Assistive Technology Act ever come up for renewal? And when would that next time be? And how, as advocates, can we get involved in here in the state in improving it?
And as far as improving the assistive technology, like the grant, yeah. what we mm-hmm. do with it, I would say the best way is to have someone serve on our advisory committee. We meet quarterly. So if anybody's interested in doing that, we'd love to have you. We have representatives from the Department of Education, from VR office, from independent living centers. So that is who makes up our advisory committee. So that would be a great way to get involved. We meet quarterly and we have an option to meet via Zoom. That is a great way to just kind of have input on, you know, how the grant dollars are being spent and suggestions for how we can improve services. That to me would be the best way as far as to getting your voice heard in that. Where we are in the grant, I am not sure. It's usually a 3-year renewal. I don't know, they had mentioned that bumping up to 5, but I think it is still at that 3-year renewal, and I'm not quite sure where we are. I think we are in a year to that, so I think up in a couple of years it's coming up. Did that answer your question?
Yes. I guess the only other question I would say is, do you currently have somebody with a visual impairment on that committee?
We do. We do. We have someone from it's the independent living center. He's a JAWS user, a DJ, and he also works in an independent living center. Okay. Actually, so that's that gentleman. We have another, maybe about 4 individuals with vision impairments. We have an AT user that was a consumer of ours, and that is doing missionary work full time now, and he's also a JAWS user. And so our committee is broken up with making sure we have all the state agencies represented, but also making sure that we have consumers, and also the AT users and folks who are trying to get good representation throughout the state as well. So one of the gentlemen is up north, northern Indiana, and the other gentleman at the independent living centers in Terre Haute. But we're always open to people being part of those meetings. Even if you're interested in just coming to one or talking about what you guys do, and kind of brainstorming with folks on how we can work together, we're always open to that.
Your advisory committee meetings are open to the public then?
They're not open to the public, but they are open if people are interested, if we've connected and said that, yeah, they're not open to the public. They're just a group of us who have been appointed by us by saying, you know, oh, we've worked with you and you're an AT user, or every agency has appointed someone from their agency. So we have representation from, like I said, the Department of Education and Voc Rehab and from independent living centers. So they appoint whoever they want from their staff to be on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Hi, Nicole. This is Allie.
Go ahead.
I have a question too. For those people who have a hard time with transportation to come to Easter Seals, is there a way that a trainer would come to our area and train people on the computer and using JAWS or whatever they need?
So if you're going to do training, they will travel, but that is going to be a fee-based service for actually training. So we do like with our grant, we do device demonstrations. So we would show you, like, for free, we can come out, show you the basic features of something, and you can borrow something out of our library. So you can borrow anything, like, if, let's say it's a laptop with JAWS for 30 days for free. But they're not going to provide, we're not going to be able to provide like one-on-one training. That's going to be more of our clinical side, and that's a fee-based side. So I don't know if there's a funding source or if you're wanting to pay privately for that. But if there is a funding source or you're wanting to pay privately, most certainly our clinical staff can come out and provide that training.
Oh, okay, that's good. Thank you.
I don't know if you guys have worked with Belva Smith in the past. She's one of our clinical staff members, and we have our clinical team is set up by 2 different programs where you have the mobility team and you have the vision team. So that's kind of how we split those 2 teams to have people kind of more focused on just the vision aspect of things.
This is Deanne, and this is kind of a follow-up question to Dolly's. You know, we do have a lot of population that is adjusting or adapting to blindness, mm-hmm. and therefore, when they may become qualified for needing assistive technology are not going to be VR clients.
Right.
And that. Is there any funds that come to you through the Older Individuals That's Blind Act to provide those, to provide that service?
You know, we don't have, I know that there's I Can See that we're still actively involved with, but that's it, that is both hearing and vision loss. The OIB program, I don't think that we still have funding for that. I do know that we have some old equipment through the OIB that we're willing to give away, but it's starting to get a little bit dated because we've had it for a really long time. I don't believe that we're still getting anything involvement in that program other than just trying to, if people are interested in any of the stuff we have in the OIB cabinet, they're welcome to it.
You know, I appreciate the willingness to give it to them, but the thing is lots of times, I experience this myself in giving a device to somebody. You know, if they can't get training on it, they're not going to use it.
Yeah, I know. It is really frustrating. That's kind of that sticky point. Like I said, with our dollars, you know, we have one staff member, we're able to just at least get the hands on it and kind of educate them about this might be helpful. But as far as, like you said, I mean, when you're getting into JAWS, that's really complicated. You do need that one-on-one training. And unfortunately, I don't have a good answer for that. I wish I did. Yeah.
This is Regina. I have a comment and a question. Yeah. I was fortunate enough in the early 2000s to get computer training through BBR at Crossroads. And Robbie Ayler was my trainer.
Yeah. That's a long time.
And yeah. But I want to say they did a good job and I really appreciate it. And my question is, I was just curious, how long have you been working with autism there as far as clients?
Gosh, and it's just children. It's mm-hmm. only children's services. It wasn't then, because Robbie was one of my supervisors when I was in employment years and years ago. And we used to have that computer training class where you would come in. We haven't had that
program. Right.
I've always said I wish that program could come back. It was just a
wow,
successful program. But that was back in, you know, like I said, early 2000s and 90s. We haven't done that for years. I am not positive on the autism program, at least since 2007. Yep. And so we have, they have parent support, they do evaluations, they do behavior modification. That program is growing more than any of our programs. But again, that's just children's services.
And I think it's been long times before that, because I did come down to visit and see the play program that you guys had back in the 90s.
Okay.
With autism. So.
Okay. Awesome. Well, and you know, I don't know, you don't know how things have shaped and morphed and what they are now, if they're the same program. So that's interesting. Yeah. I don't have a good concrete answer of that, but I could find out that for you. But they're just growing like crazy. And I know that there's a big need to try to serve more of the state, because they are not out in the state. Everyone needs to come to our facility. But that is, that's interesting. I'll have to find that out. I'm not exactly sure. You stumped me.
Hi, Nicole. This is Katrina. Before I speak to what I wanted to bring up, I wanted to give some feedback about what Pat was talking about. Probably people on the call are familiar with Jeff Bishop, who is a member of ACB National on the board and all that. He is like a manager at Microsoft over the narrator program.
Okay.
And so I would recommend making contact with him, Pat. Maybe they could do some training on the community if they've not already done that. Or Nicole, if you wanted to make contact with him, I probably have his email somewhere, or you could just contact ACB National Office and have them, give you a way to contact Jeff.
Okay. That's a good contact. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That's where I was going to refer you to, went through an email.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic if you guys wanted to connect us, because we're always looking for those connections. And, you know, one of my thoughts was, we're just kind of brainstorming our topic ideas. And I thought, what if we do the top, you know, top five vision apps, and we have someone come in. But if you've ever tried to contact anyone from an app, you know, you just can't find anyone. You just can't. There's no contact center. There's no, you know, it'd be great to have someone come in from, you know, Seeing AI or what have you, and do one session on that and then another session on a different app. And but we've just not had the luck finding the contacts like we would like to.
Well, Jeff is he's very knowledgeable about a lot of different technology, JAWS and things outside of Microsoft, but he's definitely a person to consider talking with.
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah. If somebody would mind getting me connected, that would be fantastic. I would shoot him an email, and you know, a couple things. We could have him on the podcast, and we could definitely talk about future trainings, and maybe he has ideas of how we can shape that into, you know, a full day of training with their different topics. That'd be great.
Deanne, are you saying you're going to email her his?
If you want to email her, you can. After I had written down here a note that I would email her Jeff's contact information.
Okay. But I will let you take care of that then. Now, something I wanted to bring up, but I need to stop my timer. Alexa, stop timer. As for the update, the assistive technology update, I enjoy that. Now, not all the contact is applicable to me, and, you know, so I'm not always interested. But years ago, there used to be like an announcement list that would let you know, hey, this is what's coming up on this week's assistive technology update. And I could determine whether I wanted to tune in. And I tried to contact, I forgot his name, at Crossroads about this. And I didn't get anywhere. So is there any way you could get an announcement of what is going to be coming on the show?
Is this the email list, server list? I know they've had issues with this for years.
It came through an email listserv. Yep. Now, yep. I'm signed up with an email listserv, and I get announcements of training and so forth.
Okay.
But there's nothing about what's coming on the update. And I'm signed up on YouTube. I'm subscribed, so I get the weekly thing, like the little, I don't know. It's like a technology intro of some technology, but it's very, very short. It's not the update. And I'm sorry, I apologize. I'm old or whatever. I just don't think every Friday or whatever, hey, yeah, I need to see what's on the update. So I really, really, really strongly encourage you guys to consider making some way to announce that.
We have had issues with that with whatever service they use. And I'm sorry, I don't know the technology behind it either, so I don't want to speak on it, but I know this has been a problem and a concern that it clearly has never gotten fixed. So our host is Josh Anderson. So
Josh, that's his name. Yeah.
So I will send another email about that to them. I've heard this before, so I'm not surprised by that, and I apologize.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It was something with the service that we use that all of it goes through, and I just don't have the technology behind it. I'm not sure how it all works to be able to even.
It's okay. My intention is. It's okay. My intention is just to encourage you to tell the powers that be that there's at least one person out here that is missing out on content that you guys offer, because I don't know it's there.
Yep. And I don't believe it's just one, and I hear you. So thank you for bringing that to my attention. And I've written it down, and that's an email to him. I think that we know it, and people start digging into it, and then you get bogged down with other things, and it gets put in the background. So you know how that goes. So I will bring it to
you again. But right, thank you so much.
You're not the only one I've heard that from before. So thank you.
I'll say this. This is Dee. I'll say that I used to depend on that a lot also. And I don't think since Wade Winkler gave that up, I don't think I've received any notices. So it's been years.
Yeah. Losing Wade was a hit to us technology wise for that back end stuff. So, you know, it was just a hit to us as far as he's one to really know how all facets of it work. You know, it's one thing to be a great host and great interview. It's another thing to know the whole behind the scenes of the production of it. And so I think they outsourced some of that, and I think here we are. So, yes, noted. And I'm so sorry about that. I know that was something.
Oh, it's not your fault.
Well, but it's unfortunate. You know, it's unfortunate. And yeah, so thank you. I'll bring that to the attention.
This is Dolly again. Is Wade not with Easter Seals anymore?
No, he's just way up the ladder.
Nope, he is now at Noble. He's the CEO at Noble.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm. At Noble?
Mm-hmm.
What's Noble?
Noble does more, I believe it's more like supported deployment type of things. It's definitely social services provider.
Similar to Stonebell down in your area.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. It's a loss. We really miss him.
Yeah. He was the first person I contacted when I had to do all the vendors years and years ago. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's the reason we even have a podcast. He just really, that's just kind of all his wheelhouse. I think he said he had he'd already been doing that when he was younger, and he had had dreams of being a DJ broadcaster. And then he kind of combined his love for assistive technology and podcasting when that became popular. And then when he moved up the ladder to the VP position, you know, they just found a new host for that. And so Wade was the one who just kind of built the whole system. I mean, he built the sound room and everything about it. So when we lost him, we kind of lost all of that knowledge, unfortunately. Yeah. But he left, gosh, maybe 6 months ago or so. And he'd been with the company. I've known Wade since we were in our 20s and we're in our 50s. So it's a huge hit for us personally and for the company. So, yeah. But I think he's happy and doing really well there, so.
Good. Well, appreciate all your information.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think you guys are just kind of get the idea that you can borrow equipment from us and we do the device demonstration, but I think you guys already know where those holes are, that the funding sources and the training. And I wish I had better answers for that. It does seem like there might be some opportunity that if we get connected to the right place to do that as some of our full day trainings. But again, we work with everyone in the state and all different disabilities, so it may be like, you know, one vision training every couple years, you know, so that's really not meeting everyone's need either, especially as quickly as things change. I'm always surprised that there aren't.
Hey Nicole, it's Katrina again. I have another question.
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. There used to be a article that was written about users of assistive technology and kind of their story. It wasn't a really long article, but they were always fun to read. Do they still do those? Because I haven't seen those in years.
Yeah, we do. I don't know when the last one was, the consumer highlights.
Yeah.
It really did slow down more when COVID, because you know, mm-hmm. we're going into people's homes and doing that, but we do still do those. We're not doing them as frequently. We need to get back on that as well. I love those because you got people, you know, putting a face with the name and, you know, putting a face with the assistive technology. It looks like I just looked up here. The last one we did was in April. So April.
And where do they announce those, or where can you read those? What do I need to sign up for to get that?
So that would be on our blog. You would subscribe to our blog. That would be on our main that would be on our main website page.
Okay.
And so if you've got, if everybody knows that, it's the EasterSealsTech.com. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy, I can send you guys like a PowerPoint presentation or website information or what have you. Do you want me to send that to someone and they can submit that to everyone? But you would just subscribe to the blog there. Yeah. So those are really neat. I get to go out and do a lot of the interviews I've gone out and done, and I really enjoy those. A lot of them, my gosh, a lot of them are so inspiring for people to see the success people have had. Because it's one thing to talk, it's one thing to talk about the equipment, but it's another thing to see somebody doing something successfully, working, or you know, able to get out of their home or what have you, whatever the case may be.
I used to work at Bosma, and so there's, you know, like some of the clients that I worked with would end up at Crossroads. And so it was always fun to hear a follow-up on those folks.
I love that. I've gone out to Bosma recently to go out and talk about our services for their training classes. And so that's,
yeah,
that's a neat connection. I'm glad to know that.
Yeah. Yeah. I retired a few years ago, but
good for you.
Good for
you. Yeah. I'm always so impressed with their facilities out there.
Nicole, this is Dee again. I was going to say, now, many years ago, and I don't even think it was connected with Easter Seals Crossroads, but you mentioning the one person doing the presentation on low tech. There used to be a newsletter that came out that talked about low tech and high tech technologies and that. And it was, you know, it was like a newsletter that came out monthly. And that, and I think that was back in the 90s and that. And I think there is a lot of low tech out there that if people just knew that they could create themselves, especially nowadays with so much also being able to be gotten right off the shelf instead of having to be specially ordered and that.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, as you were mentioning, or we had kind of connected, we're going to connect you with Jeff Bishop concerning Microsoft. I could possibly also connect you with Be My Eyes. Okay. Have you had a presentation from them?
No, that'd be great.
Okay.
And you know, that may be a full, because you know, like I said, we probably would only be able to do one vision for the year, mm-hmm. so maybe it's a morning of, you know, the Jaws with Window, and then it's a Be My Eye. You know, maybe there's certain segments throughout the day where we could bring folks in. Yeah, right. That'd be great. Because like I said, when we were just brainstorming the other day, I said, I'd love mm-hmm. to have someone do like the top five vision apps. And then it's like, you start going down the rabbit hole of, well, how do you contact someone from those, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, you know, when you get into some of the bigger topics, as far as Jaws, that's more than a one day training, you know,
right.
You know, with someone. So I, you know, you get in those tricky, slow, slippery slopes of, is that even appropriate for a one day kind of training? Yeah. And yeah. I guess, you know, somebody like Jeff or someone would be able to tell us if they have things tailored to that.
Yeah. Yep. And that's, so we had seven people on the call. Does anyone else have any questions?
Yeah, this is Dolly. Do you still take old equipment? I mean, you know, like if someone cannot use a CCTV, you know, I remember bringing in my CCTV to Easter Seals, you know, donating it. But I mean, do you still do that? I mean, do you take any old laptops or anything like that?
Yeah, we're taking in laptops, larger CCTVs, tablets, it just depends. Like, a lot of people are trying to donate wheelchairs and Hoyer lifts and those kind of things. We don't take any of that equipment. We did for a while, and we don't do that. It got to be like an issue of space and seating, you know, making sure the appropriate seating and all of that. But we definitely take in CCTVs and computers. We get those all repaired in working order. We'll give people a tax donation, a receipt if they would like that, if they itemize their taxes. We get those all into working condition, and anything we don't get into working condition, then we make sure to recycle responsibly so it doesn't end up in a landfill. We have a partnership with Tech Recyclers was on the east side of Indianapolis. So they come over and just grab all of our old recycling for us. So most definitely. Great. And then we get, yeah, and then we give those out to folks. They live in the state of Indiana and they have a documented disability. They're welcome to have that equipment.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. This is Rich.
Yeah.
I got a question, a couple things. First of all, Katrina was asking about, you know, how to get information. You guys also have a Facebook page for NDOTA, Eastern Sales Crossroads.
Correct.
I just saw your Monday tech tip a few minutes ago. So.
Oh, nice, nice. I don't remember. I did the. I post the tech tips, but I don't remember which one it was. What was?
she may want to, you know, if she's a Facebook user, she may want to, you know, hit her like button on that. You'll get stuff. Now, quick questions I have. You mentioned your phone call twice a month, your tech phone call. I would love to just listen in on that. So maybe you could tell us how to sign up for that or what days they're on or whatever. And my other question was, what do you guys also offer assistance for people using various usable phones? You know, I know the iPhone is the most popular, but there's also right now the Blind Shell Classic 2, and then there's a new Smart Vision 3 phone that has a push button, you know, the raise buttons. I just wondered if you've gotten into any of that.
We really don't. We don't really do cell phones because a couple of reasons, you know, you then have to have your cell phone service. And we don't, we just buy things in our library to demonstrate for folks. So not having, you know, that service. We do talk a lot about, you know, the built-in accessibility of Apple and stuff because we can show that on our iPads, which then translates to that, or whatever the Android tablet version is, then we can show those features. That's not something we really have in our library.
Okay, thank you.
And then the calls, are you referring to our advisory committee calls?
I was referring to the one you mentioned earlier about the twice a month.
Oh, the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, is that a podcast?
Yeah, so that's a podcast. If you had a question, you would just submit that question. So you can submit that to their email. It's the Tech at Easter Seals Crossroads is one of the emails. So that's just, they take those and they compile them and then they answer those on the show.
Okay.
So it's not really like a live call in. It's just okay. Calls. You can just leave.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, yep. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay, yeah.
This is Katrina. I appreciate Rich bringing up Facebook. I don't even know if I'm connected to Crossroads Easter Seals on Facebook. I'll check and do that if not. My problem is I just have a hard time with Facebook. There's just so much that comes through and I end up missing a lot of it. So, but I appreciate that suggestion.
Yeah, and there's two different pages. We have the Easter Seals as an agency, and then NDOTA has their own page, which is where you're going to get most of all the tip stuff.
The NDOTA
project, that's correct. And then, you know, I would think you need to go in there and like do the additional things, is not only follow but also do the like, or you know, which
bites, yeah,
you know, to make sure you're seeing that in your feed. But I do understand. I mean, between ads and everything you're inundated with. You could also subscribe to our blog on the main page. So
yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, if you go to the Easter Seals Tech, then that's going to tell you each day, you know, this. So that will give you the podcast.
Oh, okay.
But it's not probably going to give that all that specific information you got in the listserv. It may just tell you that it's there. So I know it may not give exactly the information, but it could give you at least an idea of like, okay, well, that's out this Friday and... You know, and you can kind of then see if you have an interest. So I would say subscribing to the blog is probably going to be your best way to get the notification of the tech tips. And then for the podcast, you can always go to our website under the podcast tab. I know that's a little more tedious, or you can also go to our YouTube channel. And then we have, like, if it's just specifically vision you're interested in, you can just check you can go through the vision playlist. Because obviously each week it may be something that's not even that, you know, you're not particularly interested in.
Correct. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm here. This is Rita.
Rita?
Yeah, I had a little trouble. I don't know. I have some Bluetooth headphones, and it's like they're turned on. I've got the Zoom coming through my headphones, but then when I want to try to talk, I find out my microphone's off, and then I have to call in. So I'm calling in. That's why I was late getting on the call tonight. So anyway, while everybody else was asking questions and things, I wondered if you had anybody that, this came about last year when ACBI hosted our joint convention with Ohio. We don't have our own assistive listening devices, and I ended up borrowing them from you guys. But okay. I wondered if there was anybody that was knowledgeable in those types of devices, or because I've heard of like an app that people can have on their iPhone, smartphone, that can work with certain kinds of sound systems, like in a convention space. I know nothing about this, and next year it's going to be our turn again, and, you know, we need to find something that's going to be perfect, almost, for any situation that we're in from 1 year to the next time we host. Because, of course, hotels have different kinds of equipment. And what we used last year was really kind of like the old-fashioned kind, where you just have a remote microphone up there at the podium by the regular microphone. It wasn't even plugged into the sound system, you know, to come through the headphones for everybody. And right. Because of that, they weren't able to hear what the Zoom people were saying, you know, because all they had was the one microphone at the podium that they were hearing from. So I was just wondering if there's anybody that's knowledgeable on that, because we really need help.
We have here, Indiana is our Speech and Hearing Resource Center. And I bet they would have some good resources, and that's at Crossroads as well. And they're just called Hear Indiana. Maybe they could get you connected.
Is that their website too? HearIndiana.org or something, maybe?
I don't know if they're on the Easter Seals website. Let me take a look. Let me pull it up here. Yep, HearIndiana.org.
Okay. Okay.
If we call your main number, can we connect with them? If we call and just ask for them?
Yeah, if you call the Crossroads number and just ask for them, yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
that which is okay. the 317-466-1000 number.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. I would say that would be a good start. You know, you get into that situation, I wonder, working with the facility, you know, what their facility people do know, their IT people there, and you know, I'm not sure. I don't know. I've not really worked a convention where that's been something that we've addressed.
I could be wrong, but I think their IT people at these various hotels are only up on their audiovisual, not on adaptive,
yeah,
or assistive, yeah. You know, that kind of thing. Just something you would use with the general public, not right. People with disabilities.
Right.
Yeah, and that's the problem. But you know, if we need to purchase something, you know, I tried out those assistive listening devices from you guys because I thought, okay, we know where we can purchase them from because Williams Sound sells that type. Well, for us having hybrid meetings from here on out, it's not going to be feasible because we've got the Zoom people, you know, all of that going on too. So,
So, Rita, this is Kathy. I was just wondering, have you talked with ACB National or Karen in Illinois or the SASE affiliate? I mean, and did they? Because
I'm glad you said that. I got on because I'm on the SASE email list, and early last year when I knew we were going to have this issue, because I didn't want to have to borrow Ohio's, we should have our own. So. The ones that I heard from, Karen was one of them, actually. I just asked them, what's the best company to get assistive listening devices from? And pretty much really the best was the Williams Sound. And I talked to a guy, and he gave me two options. I mean, they weren't cheap, but one of them I knew Easter Seals had, so I wanted to try them out. I think we only had one person that needed it last year. Well, the batteries died in it, and nobody told me that they had died, or we would have given him another headset, another receiver, and stuff. But
okay, my network must be, it seems like the connection's going in and out, but it sounds like you're saying ACB National or SASE didn't have any good advice for you. Is that what you're saying?
Just really one company.
Okay.
One company was all that was really recommended. Yeah.
Did you check with Helen Keller to see if they had any suggestions?
That.
Okay,
yeah,
that's all I got.
Okay, I could do that too. Okay, so I've got the Here Now, and I've got Helen Keller.
Yep.
I hope. Okay.
Those are starting points.
But that's good. I mean, you bring a good point that all these conferences and meetings are going to be in a hybrid. So that is an interesting, you know, new development where you need to have your sound for both populations of folks. We just in our full day trainings we've not had that need and haven't used that. We stream MERS live and we have a captioner, and then if people want interpreters in the room, we provide that. So that, I've never really dealt with that end of it. So I would try here in Indiana and see what they might suggest or who they'd connect you with.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I spoke to the man from Williams Sound, because he was located in Indiana, and he had one system that there was a piece that you actually hook into the hotel sound system, so it sounded like that might have been more. What's the word I want? Not feasible, but
a little more involved.
Because if it's going through the sound system itself, then that Zoom is going through the sound system. So I think the listening device people would be able to hear the Zoom people as well that way. Mm-hmm. I'm not a real techie person, so.
Well, and you also, what will the conference center allow you to do and
well, that's true too.
Yeah, be capable of. So maybe your first call is to, do you guys have your location?
No, we're working on it.
Yeah, that might be one of your first calls of even see if they've had that done before. Maybe they have some knowledge of that. I don't, you know.
Well, usually when you're talking to the sales and marketing person, they don't know all that tech stuff. So you actually have to speak to the tech people associated with them. And I mean, like a lot of the ones downtown, you'll be referred to a contract company. Whereas you're ones out on the outer edges of Indianapolis and in outer counties, usually it's somebody in house.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. Yeah. Well, anybody else have any last questions before we let Nicole get on with her evening? How many did we end up having on the call?
I saw 9 at one point.
Okay. I think when I dialed in, it said 7 people were on the call, so maybe somebody else joined.
Yeah, there. When you got in, there were 7, Rita.
Yeah, the highest number I saw was 9, and it was brief.
That's what I saw too.
Okay, all right, that's okay. That's okay. Well, thank you so much, Nicole. Yeah. And I'm like, wow. Just like you were saying, it's like we think of you guys as a loaning library mostly.
A lot of it, but you know, trying to get information out. And so, you know, and I do think there's a lot of training opportunities that we're trying to figure out as well. And so I would love it if somebody wants to connect me to Jeff Bishop, and I believe someone mentioned Be My Eyes, that'd be great. And then I'm taking back the information mm-hmm. about that server list for sure and getting that back to them. They've heard it before, so I don't know where that ends up with, so in full disclosure, but I do bring it to their attention again and maybe get it up the list if it goes back. And I hope you guys figure out the assisted living devices and that kind of thing. And if we can do anything on that end, but I think that, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. all of our stuff's probably going to be those older type of assisted living devices that we have in our system.
Mm-hmm.
We very rarely ever have anyone borrow any hearing devices from us.
I'm not surprised. Think
about it.
Yeah.
And I imagine a lot of things are turning to apps, you know, mm-hmm. as well. And maybe there's some Zoom built-in stuff to look at. It's just not something that I have that knowledge, but maybe that's something to look more into.
And that's the other thing is those with newer hearing aids they're being connected to their cell phones.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting in the audience and you've got your cell phone, you're able to use your cell phone as the mm-hmm. receiver for the information.
Yeah.
That's true. I wonder if Relay Indiana would have any suggestions. The Indiana telephone relay, I wonder if they'd have suggestions.
Oh. I don't know.
Is there
it wouldn't really apply to just your standard.
Yeah, it's not necessary, but I do think they do some telecommunication stuff. They may just, that may be in their real house. It might not hurt to because they're dealing with telecommunication accessibility. I know they kind of, you think phones, but they may have some of that information as well. Just because they're working with hearing impaired all the time. So.
Right, yeah.
Someone that works with their IVR would know that.
Yeah.
Rita, this Kathy again. Helen Keller probably will cover it, but I mean, you could touch base with Bill Powell at BOSMA, the assistive technology, whatever he is, uh-huh. manager there,
yeah.
and see if he has any thoughts.
Okay. Yeah, I know him.
I remember him.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to make just a comment because I think it was Kathy that was talking about the consumer highlights or whatever that was in your, used to be in your newsletters, I think.
Yeah.
One of them was, I don't know if she was married then. Maybe she was. And I blank on her married name, but her name's Christy, and she's from Lawrence County down here. And somebody from my church happened to get your newsletter and saw that and noticed that she was from the Bedford area. And when I read, I scanned it, and it's like, I've known this girl since she was like five. Yes, it's, I mean, it's just amazing.
I don't know about the newsletter, but we do still do those on our blog. I don't think we've had one since April, so it has been a little bit of time.
This has been a few years back.
Okay. But they do go out on our blog, and those, we love those stories. So yeah, we need to get back. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh, definitely.
Awesome. Well, that's awesome.
And I'm so proud of her because I just remember how it was when she was a little girl, and she came to you guys, learned how to use Jaws and all that, and then she got a job. So yeah, so proud of her.
Did she work with Belva? Was she in a call center? I feel like I went down an interview.
I'm not positive about that. Yeah, she's definitely using her computer, you know, at her job, but I don't remember that it was a call center.
Was it Christy Becks by any chance?
Yeah.
I went down. I did that story on her. She was fantastic. She's incredible.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh wow! Even smaller world.
She's incredible. I went down and watched, observed her, and Belva trained her, and she was one of their very top employees. So she was one of those stories. It's like the employer was trained on how, you know, yes, she can do this job, and let us show you how she can, and then becomes the top employee.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So maybe Rita does have your email address.
Yes. So if you guys want to get me contact, and again, if anybody's interested in an advisory committee, coming to our advisory committee meeting, anybody would be welcome. Just have Rita email me your contact, or get us connected. Our next one is, I believe, January 30th, sometime in that. We usually meet every quarter, usually like a Wednesday towards the end of the month from 1 to 3, and we do that via Zoom. So there is the option to do that. So if anybody wants to come and give feedback on that, or if you ever just throughout the year just have any comments or feedbacks about training or things to add to our library, it wouldn't specifically be, I know the cell phones were mentioned, it's probably not something because it's going to need a service that's provided, but any other type of equipment that you'd like to see in the library or anything, let us know. You guys are kind of out there and in the community, specifically with vision, so we'd love that feedback.
Okay, sounds good. Any last comments from anybody? Because we're right about 8 o'clock, I think. Yeah. Well, thank you, Nicole.
Thank you, guys. It was so lovely to talk to you guys. Good luck with conference planning. I know how stressful that can be. And if you guys have any questions or concern, please email me. And then Rita, if you have anything that you want me to forward on that people had questions on or you want me to look into further, just let me know.
Okay. And if we have it in the Indianapolis area, you may be contacted for, see if you want to be a vendor.
Oh, yeah. Love to. Be happy to. Yeah, I believe I was at the one last year in Bloomington?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm happy to. Love to be there.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay. Well, thank you. And thank you, everybody, that joined us tonight. I'm sorry I was slow getting the Zoom info out. I was like recovering from the convention, okay? Yeah, I'm still tired from all that. So,
understandable.
Okay. All right. Well, you all have a good night. And thanks
you
again,
too.
Nicole. We'll stay in touch with you. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.